Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Hey, whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activity with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, I actually love to listen to David Dominguez's show, and I think that some of the things that he just talked about in the last segment, I think epitomizes here. A lot of times that, I plan on what I'm going to do with this show, and always trying to, point out things that are going on locally. I know how hard it is as a local promoter to get people to come out to events. There is a lot to do in this town. Of course, I grew up when there was a lot less to do in this town, including where we'd go street racing and different stuff. But there is a lot of great facilities around town, and I'm going to get into them just a minute. But I was also struck by, I'm here by myself today other than Kelly. Of course, Kelly shows up, God love her, every day and puts up with the craziest group of different people that you could deal with every Saturday morning. I mean, from myself all the way to, Fred and Marty, and of course, Gary Heron coming back really soon, and high school sports is right around the corner, and Henry T, a lot of different. So thank you very much, Kelly, for, putting up with all the different personalities here. It's fall. I mean, I don't know what happened, because it was like, hey, we're ramping up season. After this weekend, there will only be three more NASCAR races in the playoffs. They've already started preseason football. Of course, Brian Urlacher is going to be in town, in probably about 10 days, for the tournament, getting into the Hall of Fame. Having Joe Gibbs last week on, this show was absolutely tremendous. But you realize, oh my gosh, kids are starting back to school. They had Meet Your Teacher Day yesterday. So all of a sudden, the street where I live was full of people and getting out with their kids and going and meeting them. It's like, what happened to summer? Every year, summer gets smaller. And so it just struck by that, and how it's absolutely amazing that the season changed so quickly. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the show today. Hey, Chase Elliott holds off champion Martin Truex for his first career victory. And then Brian France spoils the party with a DWI. ESPN's Bob Pockrass is going to join the show a little bit later, and we're going to talk about possible impact of that. Top Fuel motorcycle rider Doug Vansell joins the show for the first time ever. Vansell is going to talk to him about his career and representing New Mexico on two wheels. It's never too early for silly season. Of course, just talked about the summer's basically already over. From NASCAR to Formula One, drivers are already looking for rides in 2019. And that's right, it's only August. And then, of course, we got the event calendar coming up. RJ's on the road. Spencer's on the road. Brooklyn's on the road. Everybody else is out getting their last little hurrah before the school starts. So let's go ahead and jump right on into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Going on at ABQ Dragway this weekend. Hey, it's their first annual ABQ Dragway SWAT meet. Get started at 9 o'clock today, and of course on Sunday as well. And so you're going to be able to, go out and check out things, that parts, and probably whole cars. I mean, that you could go out and see what's available at Albuquerque Dragway. Something neat and different that they've got going out there. But it's going on today and tomorrow is their first annual SWAT meet. And, of course, they got a lot of other things that are going to be coming up. On the 17th, Yearwood Street to Strip, also a 10.5 index race. So a lot of cool things. End of the month, of course, you got the Labor Day Bash going into September. And then the second all-out call-out is going to be on September 22nd. So you want to mark your calendars for all that kind of stuff. And, of course, you can always get your calendar at abqdragway.com printed out, or just go there every week, see what's going on. Sandia Speedway. Oh, actually, I want to do some points and stuff from last week at the drag strip. The NHRA weekend was last weekend. Janice Skinner, who is actually a guest on this show, won the Southwest Superchargers. Ricky Daniels in the Outlaw 8.5 was the first car to run in the fours on an 8.5 tire at a 4.96. Congratulations, Ricky Daniels, on that. The McKinley Motor Company Super Pro, Mike Labatt, got it done. And then, of course, he's out of town supporting local drag racers this weekend. Your leader is still Dave Shipman with 2,300 points. In the new signs and graphics pro, Guy Hatter got it done. Ron Rios is still your points leader at 2,725. The Seduction Sportsman, Ken Lukash, got it done. Torco Racing Fuels Junior Dragster, you had Haley Tafoya. So that was your winners last weekend out at the NHRA event out at Albuquerque Dragway. Of course, since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track of the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it, fuel injection, ignition system, gauges and hoses. And I tell you what is crazy, they have 12 different grades of Torco Racing Fuel in ready-to-go 5-gallon cans. So regardless of what you need, and you know you forgot it, and of course it's already race weekend, you can still go over 341 Eubank or on the west side here, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. Antron Brown ends his drought with his 50th NHRA Top Fuel victory last weekend. He became the fourth driver to reach the 50 Top Fuel victories, ending a year-long drought last weekend. Three-time Top Fuel season champion beat Leah Pritchard with a 3.835 second run at 3:22.84 for his third consecutive victory at the Pacific Raceway in his first Wally since 2017. Ron Capps won in Funny Car. Tanner Gray topped the Pro Stock field. Capps had a 4.033 at 3:14.90 in his Dodge Charger RT to beat points leader Courtney Force. Capps raced to his second victory of the year and fourth at the raceways. Gray won for the fourth time this season, beating a Derek Kramer with a 6.632 at 2:10.05 in a Chevy Camaro. Steve Torrance is still your points leader with 1,251 points over Tony Schumacher, 161 point advantage with Antron Brown, of course, getting the victory. Ron Capps with a victory over Courtney Force moves within 154 points. Courtney Force is still your leader with 1,300 points. Following the 16th event of 24 out at Seattle, Washington, of course, Tanner Gray closing on Greg Anderson. Greg Anderson has 1,189, 42 points back for Tanner Gray. We're actually going to get to the Sandia Speedway calendar and some other things that are coming up on the other side, including I want to talk about some of the winners from last weekend. But thought I'd do a quick programming note. 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts coming up. At noon, we got the 2018 PGA Championship. 6 p.m. Dodgers-Rockies. Sunday at noon, you can tune in for the PGA Championship. 6 p.m., we're going to have the Nationals versus the Cubs. And then, of course, on Monday, you can always tune in to the Locker Room with Bob Brown, get you caught up on everything that you missed over the weekend. Then tune in to the Giants versus the Dodgers in Major League Baseball. If you ever miss any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, of course, you can always pick it up on podcast at nmmotorsportsreport.com. You can go to the team 1017theteam.com. You can check out the podcast there. They got us on iTunes now as well. So I'm not sure how that all works, you know, with that technical stuff, you know. So check in iTunes, New Mexico Motorsports Report, as well as you can follow us on Twitter at NM Report and like us on Facebook at the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Pick up the latest copy of the magazine, of course, New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine. On the cover right now is the Cone Hunter, but next week there'll be a brand new one coming out with all kinds of great stories. But stay tuned. We've got a whole lot more coming up, including catching up with Bob Pockrass with ESPN on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The First Turn Lounge hosts the 90s House Party Saturday, September 1st. Dance and party to the best 90s music videos on 30 screens and a 20-foot HD TV on the patio. Enjoy drink specials and wear your best 90s attire to win cash. Saturday, September 1st, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. only at Casino at the Downs.
Get in the game with Graphic Connection, your premier screen printing and embroidery company for over 20 years. We specialize in teams, groups, and organizations. We work with the Lobos and every high school in town and are proud to be the official supplier of the NMAA. Get all of your fall gear going with Graphic Connection. We have a full-service art department ready to get your design on. Call Graphic Connection at 821-2777 or check out our online catalog at gcsportswear.com.
Fresh figs stuffed with gorgonzola, wrapped in prosciutto and grilled, finished with a port wine reduction. Or maybe fresh swordfish grilled, served on butternut squash risotto topped with fresh fennel relish. Or maybe authentic chicken cacciatore is more your style. Paisano's Italian Restaurant is the only Italian restaurant where you can get a pizza, pasta dish, or even a sandwich that's wheat and gluten-free. If you can't tolerate wheat or gluten, I'll bet it's been a long time since you've had a great Italian meal. I'm Rick Camuglia, and I'm like you. That's why I've created special wheat and gluten-free items here at Paisano's. Satisfy your craving for authentic Italian cuisine now at Paisano's. Eat at a real Italian restaurant. Eat at Paisano's on Eubank. Paisano's authentic Italian cuisine starts at just $5.95. You'll spend more than that at a burger joint's drive-up window. Paisano's Italian Restaurant on Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
For the ultimate adrenaline rush, take flight on the Apache Windrider Zip Tour at Ski Apache, one of the longest zip lines in the world, or Apache Eagle Zip Rider at the Inn of the Mountain Gods, where you will soar over the majestic Lake Mescalero. What are you waiting for? InnOfTheMountainGods.com.
My best friend, Julie, she's always looking for perfection. Just look at the man by her side. So let's raise a glass in memory of the men who weren't quite perfect enough. Remember Max, John, Sammy, Steve, the Johnson twins?
Be like my wife, Julie. Try out the rest before you pick the best. Me, of course. At Calibers, you could try hundreds of firearms before you buy one that is perfect for you or your significant other.
Come to any Calibers indoor shooting range and try it before you buy it.
Toltec Brewing, hot on the scene, one of Albuquerque's newest breweries on the west side, featuring the award-winning brewmaster Kalen McKnight and executive chef David Ruiz, who's been featured on the popular TV show Chopped and nominated for New Mexico's Best Chef by the NM Restaurant Association. It's simple. If you want fresh brewed local beer paired with unique and tasteful dishes, think Toltec Brewing. At Toltec, it's a culture. If you don't know, Google it. Check them out at ToltecBrewing.com or stop by and enjoy the experience. 10250 Cottonwood Park.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, one thing about sports that's amazing is it's such an entertainment, you know, to get away from the regular things that happen in life. And then every once in a while, politics, life, everything, you know, kind of intersects with things that are going on. That's what happened this week in NASCAR. And so joining the show this morning, Bob Pockris with ESPN. How you doing this morning, Bob?
I'm walking through the Michigan International Speedway garage, looking at teams working on cars. As they get ready for final practice today, so
let's see.
Not too bad. Jim France is here.
Yeah,
He's hanging out by the NASCAR hauler. He's not answering questions from me, but he's talking to people, and I mean, very politely.
Yeah.
We did chat for a couple of minutes about just some of his racing history and
right.
me having written about him as early as 1992 racing a Legends car, but nothing about what he expects yet or what he views as his vision or any changes in the sport.
Well, I was surprised at the emotional roller coaster for about 48 hours, which I think is about our length now. What a tremendous victory, and we're going to get to Chase's victory here in just a minute. And then on Sunday evening with the breaking news with Brian France and the DWI. But what I was most amazed about was the circle of the wagons with NASCAR very, very quickly. You had even Joe Gibbs, which we just had the liner right there. Joe came out right away and just said, hey, this is Jim is going to be a major stabilizing force. And I was amazed at just how quickly the story did seem to kind of turn on helping Brian, you know, get through his personal issues and get back to business at hand. What was your thoughts on how fast NASCAR kind of circled the wagons on that one?
Yeah, I mean, after a couple of about 7 or 8 quiet hours, I wasn't too surprised. You know, everybody has seen the numbers as far as attendance, emissions revenue, and TV ratings. And, you know, nobody in this sport who works in this sport as far as a team or a sponsor can afford a bad publicity or any sense of instability.
Right.
So, you know, once NASCAR announced that Jim would kind of take over in an interim role, I think, you know, look, I request to talk to Joe Gibbs, occasionally. This may have been the quickest I got Joe Gibbs on the phone.
Right.
Because I think, you know, look, it's important. It's in their best interest, to make sure that they show or put out a, face of that this is not a sport in crisis. So, you know, there's a vested interest, I think, among team owners and drivers to show that. And, you know, and so I'm not surprised that that's necessarily what happened. I think what would be surprising is if somebody said, look, Brian can't come back and lead the sport, because nobody really knows what the France family's, plans are. And so they wouldn't want to say that yet, because they wouldn't want then, if he did come back, to make it look like that he was that people didn't have the confidence in him.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. And I think that they succeeded so much that I'm excited to talk about Chase Elliott. I mean, what a tremendous race. We opened up the conversation again, whether we should have more road races, should we have more Rovals? We haven't even had one Roval. But talk a little bit about Chase Elliott's victory and the 250th victory for Hendrick Motorsports.
I think you're watching that race, and you're seeing Truex trying to chase him down, and you're thinking, Dover, Dover, Dover.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's going to be Dover all over again, right?
Yes.
It's going to be a repeat, except it's Truex instead of Kyle Busch.
Right.
You know, I mean, Chase Elliott, the guy who, he probably hates that I keep calling this, but he was the lovable loser, right?
Right.
He was the guy that, look, my 83-year-old mom turns 84 tomorrow. She usually says, hey, I saw so-and-so won the race. She was like, I was glad Chase Elliott won the race. He came close lots of times.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you're not talking about somebody who's like a huge race fan, but reads my stories occasionally. So
right.
that is what I think resonates with the casual fan. And then obviously the fans of the Elliott family, the people who want to hear sirens coming out of that pool room in Dawsonville, they were stoked. They've been disappointed so many times and teased so many times that this was just a euphoric moment.
I totally agree, and of course, I thought it was really capped off with Jimmy Johnson pushing him around so he could come around to the front, and of course, total team orders with the 250th victory. A lot of different drivers have won for Hendrick, probably one of the biggest, if nothing else, to put Chevy back in the winner's circle, a Hendrick Chevrolet. Are we seeing more progress out of Chevrolet?
Well, Well, you'd hate to say that off of the Chase Elliott win, but when you see Richard Childress Racing taking up row three in the race tomorrow at Michigan,
yeah,
you're like, well, maybe there has been progress. Like, I mean, I think that tells us a lot more about Chevrolet than Chase Elliott's win. You know, I think, you know, I just want to know, like, whose duffel bag is much lighter today now, or this weekend, now that they're not carrying around Hendrick 250th win hats like they have been for the last 40 races.
Right. Well, and it's...
I mean, right? Because he's been kissing Kasey Kahne at Indianapolis last year, and everybody's ready for that celebration. So, you know, you got to think, if you've been waiting a year to celebrate something, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, and you mentioned Dover, of course, and I had actually asked Dale Earnhardt Jr. that after the race, is that Chase was so close. I mean, you know, I mean, with 250 victories right there, I mean, which one of you guys is going to try and get it first? And, of course, they all wanted to get it done. But, you know, let's talk about, as we head to the playoffs, we only have, including this weekend, after this weekend, three more races. And it looks like there's starting to be some separation. Alex Bowman, you know, may also make it in. Jimmy Johnson on the cutoff line, which is amazing because it's a little scary. If Chevy gets it all figured out, that team could throw the switch. All they got to do is start winning in the playoffs. Could be very interesting. But the big three are going to be awfully hard to beat. Do you think we're going to see one of the big three get the victory at Michigan?
I do. I mean, I think, you know, you look at what Kevin Harvick did in Michigan in June, and, you know, yeah, granted, Clint Bowyer won, but I think Kevin Harvick was the class of the field. I'd be surprised if it's anything different.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Kyle Busch, what a drive last weekend, basically from the fuel problem all the way back up to third. If there would have been a caution, I think that Kyle Busch probably would have been the victor at Watkins Glen. What was your thoughts?
Do you think he has some talent? Was it talent? Pure talent?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, Chase and him had a spirited battle earlier in the weekend, or earlier in the race, and they kind of switched back and forth.
Right.
So I think Chase would have given him a pretty hard look. Chase, a hungry young man,
right
there for that win. I mean, he looked the way he did in turn one after he blew it. You know, to be able to save that car and keep the lead was incredible, even as Truex is kind of maybe sputtering a little bit and looking like he's going to run out of gas.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would just have handed the trophy to Kyle Busch, but, you know, I think Kyle would have had a great shot.
Well, I think Kyle would have been in his head, definitely, because then Dover, like you said, Dover would have been in his head all over again. Being in Michigan, of course, home of Ford, what do you think of that 2019 Mustang?
It looked pretty cool. You know, I think having the Mustang nameplate is cool. Some people say it's just a fusion with the Mustang logo on the front. But, you know, I was talking to some teams and some crew chiefs, and they're like, no, there's a lot of, even if maybe it looks a little bit like that, there's a lot of subtle differences, and it's definitely going to be a new body for them next year.
Is there any excitement with Penske that maybe that could kind of help them? They look like they're struggling a little bit. Brad Keselowski, 16th, 17th, and 6th in the last Michigan races. What do you think for the prognosis for Ford? I mean, actually, Logano looked pretty good in qualifying.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could help them. You know, I mean, you look at Gibbs and the Camry. They didn't win for, you know, till what, New Hampshire in July
right.
last year.
Right.
The Chevys, you know, not doing great. Like, so the history tells me that they may struggle or may not win for a little bit, but I think long term they feel good about it as long as the rules package is this rules package.
Right.
If they go to the drafting rules package for 5, 10, 15 races next year, that could be very, you know, nobody knows how their cars are going to work.
Right. Well, I guess that does level out the playing field there. But hey, Bob, thank you for jumping on the show this morning. I'll see you when you get out west.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Bob Pockris, check him out, ESPN.com. He's the main beat writer for NASCAR. Does a lot of other racing as well. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're trying to catch up with local top fuel motorcycle racer Doug Vansell. But if not, I got a whole stack of cool stuff we could talk about. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Sloat for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start at Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip. You can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November, go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Com, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen, and Junior Dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Do you have any time in between class to get a Laguna burger?
Definitely. I can really go for a Laguna burger.
Yeah, I want a Laguna burger, too.
If you want to come, you got to say it right.
Fine. I want a Laguna burger, too.
Stop by the newest world-famous Laguna burger location, north of I-40 on 12th Street. Never frozen certified Angus beef, hatch green chili. It's all fresh with a kick.
Laguna burger.
Oxford Wealth Advisors is a team of highly trained financial professionals who want to help you remove the worry about living your money in retirement. Oxford Wealth Advisors utilizes a simple but powerful concept of financial buckets, laddering your assets in five-year increments with the goal of replenishment. Get a clearer picture of your retirement and when you can expect your next paycheck. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to set up your free consultation today. 891-9800. That's 891-9800.
Integrity Automotive has the absolute best vehicles at the best price, specializing in lifted trucks, Jeeps, luxury, and even affordable vehicles starting as low as $5,000. Time to trade in your vehicle and start rolling in style with Integrity Automotive. Trying to sell your vehicle? Bring it in and get a quick offer that is good for 7 days, whether you buy from them or not. Integrity buys all types of vehicles, and they pay the max for your car. Good credit, bad credit, first-time buyers, they'll get you approved. Visit Integrity online at abqintegrity.com. Integrity Automotive, luxury for less, just south of Cottonwood Falls.
It's chili roasting season, and Santa Ana Star Casino Hotel is turning up the heat.
They already have the hottest slots, best entertainment, and sizzling flavors. How much hotter can it get?
$150,000 hotter with Roasted Riches.
You can't beat that heat.
Every Saturday night, three winners get to play Roasted Riches to claim up to $150,000.
Talk about a lot of money.
$150,000 Roasted Riches every Saturday at Santa Ana Star Casino Hotel, New Mexico's best bet.
Hi, this is Mehar Amelia, Program Director for PullTogether.org. We offer a variety of programs that may be beneficial to you and your family. These programs include child care assistance, home visiting, pre-K, family services, and a nutritious summer food program for those 18 years old and younger. To get more information, visit PullTogether.org. Thank you.
Off-campus housing is a need for both students looking for flexibility in housing options and income-producing property for investors. Maddox Management connects renters and property owners. Locally owned and operated, Maddox Management is a full-service property management company and brokerage. They rent and manage residential rentals, single-family homes, multifamily properties, townhomes, condos, lofts, and commercial properties. Maddox Management, providing quality properties for renters and investors. 515 Central, just west of I-25, or call today, 242-0989. MaddoxMGMT.com.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swoop, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. A lot of times, you know, live in Albuquerque, I always think, you know, it's like the best-kept secret in the Southwest or maybe in the world because, You know, we've got a lot of talent in different forms of racing. Jason Anderson, of course, Rio Rancho, getting his victory in AMA Supercross. But I was doing a show a couple weeks ago, and of course, we all know one of the major sponsors of the show, Jim Costa, Yearwood Performance. I get a text in the middle while I was doing an NHRA, and he's like, hey, you give a shout-out to a local boy, Doug Vansell. And, of course, I got to tell you, this is embarrassing for me to go, who's Doug Vansell? I look it up, four victories this season. So joining the show, without further ado, Doug Vansell. How you doing this morning, Doug?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I got to start off by apologizing. I don't follow Top Fuel Motorcycle, but, man, you've been getting it done this year. Talk a little bit about what the season looks like in Top Fuel Motorcycle.
Well, we've been running good. You know, we got some tough competition, but we only have one race left. We go to Indianapolis for the U.S. Nationals,
okay.
And going into that race, we're 18 points ahead.
Oh, fantastic! All right, so championship taking a run at that. You're in Sturgis, Michigan. Say, building another bike. Do you build a unique bike for each of the different venues you go to?
No, we use the same motorcycle. We just we have an updated chassis and just some new stuff we wanted to test before the U.S. Nationals. There's a 2-day test down there, and we were trying to get it done to run. I think it's in a week and a half.
Okay, very cool. So, how'd you get started, man? How'd you get started in motorcycles?
My dad's always had motorcycles when I was a kid, and I've been riding like a mini bike since I was 5, and you know, just grew up doing it.
Yeah. And so you grew up in Albuquerque, or whereabouts in the city where you did you hail from?
I was born in Arizona, but I've been in Albuquerque since I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
Now I live in Cedar Crest.
Oh, in Cedar Crest. Yeah. So
yeah.
So when you, how often do you get back into Albuquerque? Do you spend a lot of time on the road?
Yeah, well, with the deal I have with the new race team, I used to drive the transporter, but now I just fly in.
Oh my God.
Mike needs work or needs help working, you know?
Right, right. That's such a story, see, because a lot of times people think of, you know, the glamour, you know, that goes with, you know, say NHRA Pro Series or NASCAR or anything like that. But most of us remember, you know, the single car trailer, not enclosed. All the work it takes, including to work your way up from actually driving the transport. How many races a season do you actually participate in?
This year, when we go to Indy, it'll be 10, and that's all of the NHRA races, the Mickey Thompson Top Fuel Harley Series, and then we'll probably hit two or three others like Valdosta and Rockingham.
And so, what was maybe the hardest part for you to kind of break into the sport of Top Fuel Motorcycle?
Well, I started on the gas bike, and then a buddy of mine that lives in Albuquerque, a guy named Jim Boffman, back in '90, he built a fuel bike, and I helped him build it. And he crashed it, and then I rebuilt it and started riding it. And the hardest part was just getting used to everything being much bigger. You know, they're big bikes. Like me on this bike, after a pass, it weighs 1,020.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pounds, not kilos.
Yeah, exactly. And they're full body cars that weigh less than that. You know, so that's actually pretty amazing. So I've always wondered, do motorcycle guys, do you have to have your head examined? Are you guys a little crazy or a little different than the normal?
Not really. I think, I think we're normal. We're not abnormal.
Okay. Well, I mean, fair answer. I mean, cause I look at it and I think about, you know, I've always raced in door cars. So I always felt like, well, at least there's a roll bar and a door between me. But then I also think about drag racing is like, if that chute doesn't come out, I mean, you're hurling down the track and basically you're on a rocket with no place to go, but hit the ground very hard. Have you had, you know, many accidents, you know, over your career?
No, I've actually been pretty safe. I mean, it's a controlled environment, you know, and you're dressed with, good helmets, good leathers. So if it did happen, you'd probably be, well, I shouldn't say. Chances are you'd be okay, but yeah. There's always that risk factor, you know?
Yeah. Well, on a door car, you got a big door to put like a sponsorship logo. How in motorcycle racing do you deal with the sponsorship deal?
Well, we have, the back of the bikes have a pretty good sized body on them. And I think a lot of the guys that sponsor the bikes, they understand the limited space, you know?
Yeah.
But like a sponsor, he gets all the badging on the trailer and stuff. We got a big trailer with a diesel motorhome and stuff. So.
Yeah.
At the races, we got awnings and it's a big advertisement at the races, not just the bike.
And do you end up doing a lot of appearances as well?
Not too many.
Not too many.
During the race season, like if they have an open house or something, we'll do that. Like I think before Indy, there may be something at the Vance and Hines shop in Brownsburg, but I'm not sure what's happening there.
What's a typical size of a field? Do you have a 32 bike field or 16, or what's typically the size?
Well, they only qualify 8 bikes at our races this year. It only pays 8 spots, so they only qualify 8. But at some of the races, we've had as many as 20, 21 bikes trying to get in 8 spots.
Is that a division that's building, or is it kind of a stepping stone to, you know, maybe like the pro stock motorcycle?
Well, I think they're a little scarier than pro stock motorcycles.
Yeah, I agree, because actually we had this conversation the other day with one of the other drivers talking about there's a more open rule book, there's more development, and I can actually see that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a stepping stone to that, but
yeah.
Maybe vice versa. I mean, the class,
right?
Like 10, 12 years ago, the class was really big. Okay. I mean, we would have, like in Vegas, we'd have 32 bikes trying to qualify.
Wow.
You know, but NHRA didn't have a class. It was AHDRA back then. So they would qualify 16. And, you know, since the recession, stuff slowed down. But it's coming back pretty good, I think.
That's fantastic. So being from New Mexico, I got to ask you, red or green?
Green.
Awesome. Didn't even phase. But if somebody's listening and they kind of want to follow your career, including, you know, I'd like to follow it a little more closely. Are you on social media? Got a website? How would people follow your career?
I believe some of our stuff is on vanceandhines.com and just NHRA, you know, .com.
All right. So when you're back in Albuquerque, what are some of the things you like to do?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Go fishing, go out to conches, you know, go boating, just do, mess with hot rods, do whatever.
Well, I didn't know if you had a lot of time for that. Is this a full-time career, or do you have another gig, other than, of course, every once in a while driving the transport?
No, this is what I do full-time. I also like build engines and motorcycles for some guys I know at my shop at home, but, I spend a lot of time working on the bike and helping build.
That's fantastic. What's your favorite motorcycle of all time?
Probably an old knucklehead.
Oh, wow. Old school.
They're just cool. They were ahead of their time, you know. They're just cool stuff.
So what do you think of like hill climbs? Do you like getting out and doing some of that just for fun?
Somewhat.
Hill climbing, you know, with motorcycle, trail riding.
Oh, dirt biking. You know, yeah. I haven't done that in a while. Last thing I did in the dirt was a buddy of mine's got a couple of those Honda Pilots.
Okay.
Like little. And we took those out to the Rio Puerco and went tearing it up. But that's, I like hill climbing. Haven't done it in a while. It's hard on your arms, but
yeah,
I like trail riding.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, Doug, thank you so much for joining the show. Love to buy you a cup of coffee or a green chili breakfast burrito when you're in town. So thank you so much for coming on this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. All right. That's Doug Vansel. Yeah. From Albuquerque, competing in the Top Fuel motorcycle division. And we'll definitely keep up on his career and keep you guys posted as to what's going on. But we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Batters up at Black Mesa Casino. Join us Sundays this month for a chance to win up to $1,000. Drawing times are 4, 6, and 8 p.m. Hot seat cash drawings are August 3rd, 11th, 17th, 25th, and 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. Don't miss 10 times ticket entries every Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight. See Players Club for full details. And fast cash drawings are Mondays the 6th and 20th and Tuesdays the 14th and 28th. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
Now's the time to book your team's fantasy football draft party at Twin Peaks. Contact Twin Peaks today to take advantage of sweet draft party prizes for the whole league. We're calling all commissioners. Book your fantasy draft with Twin Peaks and receive the sweetest perks. Commissioners get $50 to Twin Peaks just for hosting your draft with them. And all league members get $5. Twin Peaks is always pumping free Wi-Fi, and there are draft boards and stickers upon request. Bring your league. Twin Peaks. Each drinks scenic views.
Looking to advance your education at a reasonable cost? Then come visit the most affordable university in New Mexico, Eastern New Mexico University. For more information, visit enmu.edu/visit Eastern New Mexico University. Explore. Experience. Excel.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate. Ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for.
Visit Mesa Tractor on 4th Street or mesatractor.com. Family owned and operated.
Cool Springs Trampoline Park moves this fall to 5205 San Mateo Boulevard with all new trampolines, competition ninja course, laser tag, virtual reality simulators, rock climbing walls, and a tasty snack bar. For more information, go to coolsprings.com and follow us on Facebook. Cool Springs with a Z.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
Hey Albuquerque, this is the mayor of Hinchtown, James Hinchcliffe, driving the number 5 Smith Peterson Motorsports Honda. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Going on today out at Sandia Speedway. Racing starts 6:30. You got the Clay Oval Racing presented by Jackson Compaction. Also going on today from 8 to 3 over on the road course, on the asphalt road course, you got the Porsche Club of America Autocross. You can go out there and check that out. You don't have to have a Porsche to participate, so just head on out there and see what's going on. Coming up on their calendar, August 25th, 26th, you got Southwest Motorsports going to be running the road course also. And on August 31st through September 2nd, No Coast Grift, the Ocho. I can't believe that's been going on for 8 years. But joining the show right now is Rodney. He wants to talk a little NASCAR. How you doing this morning, Rodney?
How you doing, partner?
I'm doing good. What's up, man? What do you want to talk about?
All right. We're going to get it on. My little guy tomorrow, he's going to win it.
Who's your little
guy? Kyle Larson.
Oh, Kyle Larson. Well, you know, he's had some success at that track. Absolutely. He won three of the last four. Doesn't necessarily have a good starting point. What makes you think he's going to get it done?
I haven't had no information, but I know he's starting next Donnie Schutz.
All right. Yeah. No, absolutely. As a matter of fact, he's been doing some double duty, just like you're talking about, running over at the Knoxville Nationals. A lot of success, of course, past winner of the Chili Bowl. A kid knows how to get it done, loves to run the wall. But Rodney, we'll definitely touch base with you next week, and hopefully you can come in and talk about how you got the victory, man.
Yeah, we'll find out. You don't remember meeting me over at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, was it about 2 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. So are you going to head up to Aztec, or what's going on?
There ain't nothing up there.
There ain't anything going on in Aztec anymore? Oh,
yep.
Man.
I don't know, tell you the truth.
Yeah, you can head over to, there's a race this weekend, as a matter of fact, tonight out of Sandy, or you can head over to Grant's. We're going to go check out what's going on there. But Rodney's already made his call. He called Kyle Larson to win, and so we'll see how well he does. But let's talk a little bit about other things that are going on. Camping World Truck, August 11th, so that's, of course, today. Michigan International Speedway. Xfinity is going to be over at the Mid-Ohio Challenge at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Club today. Of course, tomorrow, the Michigan International Speedway. You got your Monster Energy Cup Series. IndyCar, August 19th at Pocono Raceway. Talk just quickly about some IndyCar there. Alexander Rossi, of course, got the last race victory. Scott Dixon, still your points leader. Pretty hefty lead with three victories on the season. Joseph Newgarden's also got three victories on the season, but points maybe just too far to make up. Formula One has taken the month off, the month of August off. They'll return on August 26th with the Belgian Grand Prix at Spa, which would be on ESPN2. Lewis Hamilton with your last victory. Of course, Lewis Hamilton with a pretty commanding win, five wins on the season for that. But we want to talk a little open wheel racing. Russ Braun came out, Formula One, is talking about Formula One could go all electric in 10 years. That's right. Formula One's director said, if it provides a better spectacle for the fan. Of course, they're working on engine regulations for 2021, which is still based on the V6 turbo hybrid formula. And all electric cars has not really been given serious consideration, but he's not willing to rule it out that over a 5 or a 10 year time frame that it might change that. But so taking a look at Formula E being the direct rival. So the all-electric series at the moment is Formula E, which entered its fifth season later this year with an upgraded Gen 2 car. The level of performance would be significantly a step down from Formula 1, but the new cars will have double energy storage capacity over four seasons. Also, Mercedes is actually involved in esports now, but it looks like we got another guy that wants to talk about local racing. How's it going this morning, Robert? What's your thoughts on local racing?
What's up, David? This is your buddy, Robert.
What's up? I thought you were out of town, man. Are you on your way back?
No, actually, I'm in town, but we had some technical difficulties,
okay.
So I'm going to be running late a little bit. But
okay.
That's not what I called about.
Yeah.
It's about Las Cruces is having a two-day non-wing sprint car show this weekend as well.
That's right. The New Mexico Motor Racing Association's got an event going on down there. Talk a little bit about the uniqueness of that track. I mean, part of it, I think, is they're building a new track in Votto. But what a great program. What do you think that if somebody wanted to make the trip down there, what do you think they'd be looking forward to seeing this evening?
Well, they, Jimmy Ray and Royal Jones always have a good program down there. So, you know, there's no question that it's going to be a good program. Now, is it going to be one of the best that they've ever had? It's hard to say. But I do know with a bunch of Albuquerque travelers, rather, going down there, it's going to be a neat show. A lot of people can make the trip and have some people to root for that they know.
So what do you think about the change kind of they talk about all the young guns that are coming into NASCAR, but a lot of them have been coming from the dirt racing and not as much from the asphalt side. Do you think that with less downforce that's coming on the car moving forward in NASCAR, that actually benefits dirt drivers?
Well, absolutely. And it's been a proven fact that you have to have a lot of car control on the dirt. It doesn't, you know, the track conditions are always variable. So with that said, you always have to make, you know, adjustments for that. Now on the pavement, it's a little bit more consistent, but that's why you see Kyle Larson running against a wall. He's picked a lane that nobody else runs, essentially, but that has given him the kind of success that he's always needed, or any of these guys that come off the dirt have an advantage with.
So I think some of that also has to do with getting up there with some clear air, because they talk about the turbulence coming off the car, and I think he's found a way to, you know, kind of find some more clear air.
Well, and you're absolutely correct. I wouldn't, you know, argue with that point, but it also helps to pick up a place that nobody's at, because it's easier to pass where there's nobody in front of you. You know, you make a decision. Are you going to run a bumper, or are you going to, and behind somebody's bumper for lap after lap after lap, or you, and then have to bump him out of the way anyway, or are you just going to go find your own way around?
So, Robert, got to ask you, red or green?
What's on your menu today? That's what I want.
Oh yeah, whatever I'm buying. See, I knew.
Yeah, buying.
I knew that was going to go that way. No, I also wanted to ask you. Reports are that Tony Stewart is thinking about making a run at the Indy 500. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a perfect scenario. I mean, if you've got Danica Patrick, you know, after leaving NASCAR, going back to, you know, Indy, and I'm not picking on her in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, okay, that's just making sure.
Yeah, no, I try to be politically correct when I can be, but if she can, you know, try it after leaving NASCAR, Tony can do the exact same thing. It's almost like riding a bicycle to some degree. You're gonna pick it up right away. It's you never lose it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you making a call to us this morning. I'll talk to you soon, Robert. Okay.
All right. Take care, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. That was my buddy Robert Shea, my partner in crime, as a lot of people say. All right. Coming up, FM Sports Saturday. Fred Holberg and Marty Watts on deck at noon. We got the 2018 PGA Championship 6 p.m. Dodgers versus Rockies Sunday. Tune in at 9 for the PGA Championship, 6 p.m. We're going to have the Nationals Cubs Monday, 4 p.m., the Locker Room with Bob Brown. Make sure you tune in, because, of course, he'll sum everything up. At 8 p.m., we'll have the Dodgers versus the Giants on Monday. All right, thank you, Kelly, for coming in. We've got another show in the books. Of course, next week we'll have a whole new show for you here on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.